very pleased at this time to be joined by Octavio Zambrano, the new manager of Canada's men's soccer team. Octavio, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations. And I'm going to be blunt as someone who's a soccer fan and has watched a lot of Canadian soccer. This would probably not be my first choice if I was going to be coaching a national team. What do you see when you see Canadian soccer that maybe other people don't see, Octavio?
Well, above all, good morning to everyone. To answer your question, I truly believe that everything that I have done in my soccer career, starting in the United States, obviously, and going on to Europe and then to South America and then coming back to North America, has prepared me for this particular assignment probably better than a lot of my colleagues. And I say that only because my reality, it's very much attached to the idiosyncrasies of America, mm-hmm. and what pertains to soccer, culture, etc. And because of my background, having grown up in Ecuador and come to college in the United States, and then posterior to that, going to Europe to coach professionally and then coming back to South America, there are a lot of important pieces of knowledge that are relevant to what we need to do here in Canada. So this is kind of like the job that I have been, as I said, preparing for all my life.
What is the first thing you will have to do as manager of this team? What is the first thing you have to do right now? You've got some friendlies coming up. The Gold Cup, I would think, would probably be the big thing on the calendar. But what is your first job right now?
Well, for the first 6 months, I believe I need to evaluate, I need to observe, I need to assess all processes that are big and found Canadian Soccer Association. Mm-hmm. I have to see the merits of some of them, and I see what we can improve upon others that are already in place, but certainly give it a direction that I want to give it, which is, and needs to be said, completely different than the one, you know, Canada has been operating up until now. We have other set of ideas about player development, about grassroots levels, about preparation of the national teams themselves, and obviously the priority is the first team. But we think that we can do all of this as part of strengthening the first team, because everything has to come from the bottom up in a pyramidal type of quintessential soccer pyramid, where the grassroots levels are at the bottom, and then you graduate into national teams that are U15, U18, U20, and then the Olympic, and finally the first team. So all of that we understand quite well, and you know, it's going to be a big job, but we feel we're ready to do it.
What is, I mean, as someone who you know, played in Ecuador, and I mean, you've coached in MLS, and you're familiar with this, with CONCACAF and the region. What was your view of Canadian soccer from a distance? Because I've often felt that, you know, look, the neighborhood that I live in, Octavio, you come down there, you're going to see more kids playing soccer than you're going to see playing hockey. You're going to see more kids playing soccer than you're going to see playing baseball. I mean, that's just the way it is. We have a park in front of our house. It's nothing but kids playing soccer. And I've always thought that there's kind of been this wastefulness, because we've had all these natural resources, these young players taking part. What was your view from a distance of soccer in Canada?
Well, the perception that many people have about Canada, about Canadian soccer per se, is that it's kind of it lives in charge of the United States. Mm-hmm. It's not a protagonist. It's a participant. Not a contender. And we need to break that. We need to, that mold, we need to smash it and get rid of it. we need to make sure that Canadian kids not only are prepared technically, tactically, and physically to perform, but mentally. And I think this is probably the biggest challenge, is to make them believe that they can compete against anyone. They are out to identify those kids that have desire to be protagonists, to assert themselves, feel, to have no fear, whether they are based in Mexico, whether they are in the United States, which are the two strongest teams in CONCACAF, and obviously Honduras, Costa Rica, that we have a belief prior in the match can beat those guys. I don't think that has happened in the past. Every Canadian team that has done the competitions have been apprehensive. It has not been assertive. And the challenge, the first challenge begins there. You know, this is complemented by giving them technical training and obviously tactical training, etc., everything that comes with it. But I would say that psychologically, perhaps, perpetrating a belief that, you know, we're good, but we're not as good as the United States, and that's completely wrong.
Octavio, we really appreciate you joining us. Look forward to speaking to you again. Congratulations. Best of luck, and go get them. And thanks for your time.
I appreciate your call. Thank you very much.